If you've already pre-ordered your Christmas ham, you've probably noticed that it's costing you much more than last festive season. But it's not just pork prices that are rising. You can expect to start paying higher prices for chicken, beef and lamb too. That's because African swine fever, which has devastated global pig numbers, is leading to a worldwide shortage of protein. Here's National Rural reporter Caitlin Gribben.
A production line of cooks chop, roll and fry food for a hungry lunchtime crowd. As the name suggests, it's all about the meat-filled dough here at the Golden Dumpling in Sunnybank in Brisbane South. Owner Andy Yu is in charge.
All my family is doing restaurant business for a long time. My parents decided to open a restaurant over here and want me to look after this job.
Crucial to doing the job is sourcing quality ingredients. One in particular is key to success.
We use a lot of pork every day. So our dishes mainly make by pork. Over 80% pork dishes in our menus.
But it's getting harder to make a dollar. Pork prices are up significantly, 40% by some estimates. Andy Yu says he's paying even more than that.
It's shocking. Last year, I remember $9 per kilo, something like that. But this year, it's hard to buy. Even you come by, it's like $16.50 or $17 a kilo.
So, what's to blame? A nasty disease called African swine fever. It's causing severe illness and high death rates in pigs in China and parts of Southeast Asia. Simon Quilty is a meat and livestock analyst.
Close to 50 to 60% of the herd within China itself having been lost to the disease or culled as a result of the disease. In excess of half of the world's pig population.
That's causing a huge supply and demand problem. China's enormous population still wants to eat meat protein, so is now turning to chicken, lamb and beef.
The impact is quite unprecedented, having such a large deficit globally.
Simon Quilty says while African swine fever hasn't reached Australia, its price ramifications will be felt at the checkouts here, meaning your Christmas ham will also be more expensive this year.
Sustained increase in pricing, I believe, for the next 3 to 5 years because simply it's very difficult to replace the 250 million or so pigs that have been lost so far.
Restaurant owner Andy Yu says he can't pass on the price increase without losing customers, so is instead wishing for a quick resolution.
I hope it just can go back to normal. Hope Chinese guys get more piggies, something like that.
Brisbane restaurant owner Andy Yu ending Caitlin Gribben's report.